Hello and welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, and mentor. Today's episode is special because we're not only spotlighting a student, but a Jake and Gino coach and upcoming presenter on our Closers Club 9 live webinar. Senate Eskridge is an avid real estate investor with 10 years of experience, 20 years in business development and management, and currently owns a managed portfolio of over 500 units across the country. One of his passions is to solve problems for people looking at issues in a new way and utilizing his connections to identify solutions for others. To date, he has helped over 100 people invest in multifamily real estate. Welcome to the show, Mr. Eskridge. How are we doing, brother?
I am doing fantastic, Gino. Thanks so much for that introduction.
I got to say, Mackenzie, thank you for that introduction. It was really well put together and it encapsulates Senate in such a great light. And Senate, share the story of how you got into real estate. I know you didn't jump right into multifamily. You got into the single family space. You got on the treadmill. And I'm thinking, I got to do this because everyone else is doing this. Share that story with us, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So exactly what you said. I started out in single family and I always had this idea. Someday I'm going to own an apartment building. In fact, that same building that I specifically said, I'm going to own that building, right? I know exactly where it is. And I call that owner on a regular basis. And that's another story. But I looked at this building and said, someday I'll own that. But I didn't think I could. And that's probably the most important thing. So I started in single family. I started with one single family house that I just couldn't sell. It's really how it happened. I had a house. I had to sell it and I had to move. So I bought another house. And then when I went to put it on the market, I couldn't sell it. So what do you do? I rented that house out. And I thought I'd made just this amazing discovery, this awesome business. I'm making $120 a month or something like that at the time on this single family house. So I go out and I bought another one. And then I bought another one. And then I had discovered this awesome strategy called the BRRRR strategy, which is where you buy a junker and you fix it up and you refinance it and rent it out. And you just like keep doing that over and over. Well, that third property, I was fixing it up and somebody offered me a whole bunch of money for it before I could get it refinanced. So now I was a flipper, right? 100% on accident, didn't mean to. I flipped this house and I'm like, huh, I can make $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 in this transaction really fast. So I did that several times. I flipped houses. I burred houses. Then I bought one. And before I could even get the contract crew in there, somebody offered me money for it. So now I wholesale a house. Again, didn't mean to, right? But then I discovered duplexes and triplexes and fourplexes. And I just started slowly scaling up, doing flips and continuing the BRRRR strategy and all that. I maxed out my lending ability. I couldn't borrow anymore. I maxed out my wife's lending ability. She couldn't borrow anymore. So I had to do something else. So I brought in one partner and started growing this portfolio. And At one point, I had so many properties that it was just a full-time job. And I thought to myself, I got to do something different, right? Because when I looked at the actual amount of money that I was making on it every single month, and I kind of did a calculation, a projection, how long is it going to take for me to reach my financial goal, right? I figured out that. And it was going to be like 20 years, like for me to get there. And so that doesn't do any good. So I got to do something different. And I spent like a year researching every aspect of real estate, just learning everything I possibly could. I looked at commercial, like retail centers. I looked at like triple net. I looked at industrial. I looked at self-storage. I looked at everything you could imagine, even development. And multifamily made the most sense to me. And so because of all that experience I had with the rentals, right, that just made the most sense and it just clicked. So then I decided, well, let's go out and try to buy a building. And that's exactly what I did. I went out and I found this building was about $10 million. And I don't know how I was going to buy it, but I'm going to just go out and buy this thing. So I call my residential realtor that's been helping me with my single family houses. And I say, I want to put an offer in on this $10 million building. And she's like, oh, that's the biggest offer I've ever done. So we do it. she takes her single family form, like the standard real estate form issued by the state that you buy a single family with, and she fills out this offer, you know, asking for full 6%, you know, her buy side of the commission and all this kind of stuff. And she submits it to this broker, $10 million. Needless to say, we got laughed off the out of the office, right? And who is this guy, right? Like, what? This is not how this is done, right? So at that point, I figured out that I needed to get some education. And so I spent several months looking at mentorship groups. And I looked at everyone I could possibly find. If someone out there has can find a mentorship group that existed in the beginning of 2020, I spent, you know, at least a week or two going through all their information, studying their websites, looking at all their free content, their podcasts, everything to really find what they were about and whether or not they were a good fit for me. And I just narrowed it down to three. And I really went through the entire sales process with all three of them, all the way down to like one guy still calls me. Anyway, and I that's when I really discovered Jake and Gino, and I found, you know, this community that we have at that time. And I joined March 1st, 2021 was the date that I joined.
Let me recap everything you've said. So first of all, one thing that I think the listeners should probably notice is that Senate is an eloquent speaker, and he got some speaker training in the Jake and Gino community through our Toastmasters program. I mean, he wasn't born a great speaker. He was made a great speaker. He put in the work. And let me go back to the story of all the epiphanies. For those of you out there, you buy your first single family home. How many of you can resonate with that? We bought our first house. What do I do with it? I can't sell it. Let me rent it out. Then it goes to the next one. Let me buy another one. I'm making a couple hundred bucks on this house. Let me do the BRRRR strategy, refinance, roll, and get that money and pull it out and put it into a next deal. Oh, wow. I've got this deal right here. I'm closing, but I don't want to take possession of it. I'm going to wholesale it. These are all amazing strategies, and they're all strategies where a lot of people like to start because they're comfortable and they're lower level, lower barrier to entry. For myself, I wasn't as fortunate. I had a full-time job. I had to figure out and jump into multifamily almost by default. I couldn't fix a home and flip a home because I was already working in the kitchen. I think Senate went the other way around. And what's really awesome about it, he finally realized, wow, I got this $10 million deal. I'm a doer. I'm going to put an offer in. But if, I think Senate had the experience and the knowledge, he probably would have closed on that deal years ago. But then he saw the roadblock, the pain point. How many of you out there have that pain point of saying, I can't really do it? And one thing that Senate said that really stuck out to me was mind belief. That's what we call it. If you think you can do it, then you can do it. If you think you could do multifamily, and let me tell you something, if a pizza guy, a drug rep, and somebody from Idaho can get into multifamily and become successful, anybody can. It's just that we figured out that we have to learn certain skills. We have to get into certain rooms. We have to learn certain strategies that we didn't know about. Senate didn't know about wholesaling until he found out about it. Senate didn't know about the BRRRR strategy until he found out about it. Senate did not know about syndication until he found out about it. And all of a sudden, I'm tapped out. How do I get more loans? How do I do more deals? Well, that's when the education comes on. That's when the platform comes on. So talk about joining the community. Once you join the community, I mean, what were the benefits that you got from it? Because all of a sudden, a year later, you're already a coach in the Jake and Gino community. You're crushing it. But starting out, what were the immediate benefits that you got from joining the community?
I would say the very first and the biggest benefit I got was the community itself, what you just said. So Gino, I have made some of my best friends in this community. People that I truly connect with, people that are on the same wavelength that I am. I've always been the guy that kind of felt alone and felt like I wasn't a part of a group. I wasn't a part of a community. I thought different than everybody else. And I don't know if that's a truth statement or just something that felt inside of me. But when I joined the Jake and Gino community and I walked into that first event and I got welcomed with open arms, I truly found people. These were my people. Let's just say it that way. Right. And I could at least 10, maybe 15 people that I met that I'm really, really, really close with. Mm-hmm. And I met a lot of others as well. But when you narrow it down to this group of 10 or 15, it's phenomenal.
Zenny, you know, and why? And I can give you, I think I know why that is, because I felt the same way you did. You're basically describing the entrepreneurial life, or that 5% of the U.S. population, the people who listen to this show. We're just wired differently. We want to create financial freedom. We want to create financial wealth. We want to create impact. Why did you become a coach? Because you want to help others do what you've learned. You're excited about it. And that's what the community attracts. And once you start attracting that, it starts growing upon itself. Everyone's going to be welcomed with open arms, because the person previous was, and all of a sudden, well, why would that person help me out? Multifamily is a team sport. You need so many people on your team. And that's what the community is all about. So it is about the education. Absolutely. That's the first thing you need to do, is immerse yourself. And I will not discount what Senate has done and all the students who have made success in this community. They have worked their butts off. Senate comes to every single event from Idaho, sometimes taking three planes to get there. So don't give me an excuse if I don't have the time, because Senate could have said that. But his mind belief was, I'm going to do multifamily. I have to figure it out. So I've got to get on planes. I saw Senate a week and a half ago in Dallas. I saw him at MM5 in Orlando. I saw him in Jacksonville at the Buyrite. So he comes to all these events, and the more events he comes to, he may take a couple nuggets out of there, but it really is to continue the friendships and to continue learning those skills. But also, I mean, the people that you meet, they're doing deals, you're doing deals, you're raising capital. It's those connections. I mean, if we're rich in relationships in life, our life will ultimately become rich. And people always say, hey, your net worth is all about your network. I agree with that, but I think it's more to that. I think it's the community that allows you, because if you're down on yourself, a month later, you go to an event, you get jazzed up. Then you come back down a little bit. Then a month later, you go to another event, you're excited, you learn something, you meet somebody else, you get a different idea. So I didn't mean to, you know, steal your thunder about that. But when you said that, I'm like, brother, we are on the same wavelength. And everyone who joins our community, they're either small business owners, they're either high-level professionals, or there are people just like you who are in the business doing single family homes and going, I want to become, you know, financially independent and create massive wealth with multifamily. How do I do that? So in that bucket, it's not a huge segment of the population, but you can see they're all high level individuals.
Yeah, I totally agree. But they also still have that same mindset challenge. Several people I talked to, that's the number one challenge I face as a coach, is to get people to take action, to believe that they can achieve success on the other side. Mm-hmm. I would say that's the biggest thing.
And what do you think? Do you think the accountability helped you as well? Because that's so often overlooked. You know, you're holding yourself accountable by coming to these events. You invested money into your education. You're not going to let your coach down. You're not going to let Carrie down, your wife, and say, you know what? I just blew this money. I'm not going to really take my education seriously. Isn't accountability a huge component to everyone's success?
Absolutely. Some people can just hold themselves accountable and just be that person that can just get up and go and do, you know, write something down and they're going to go do it. Some people can do that. But I found that the majority of people have to have something to drive them, some skin in the game. And whether that is, you know, an actual coach that is sitting there holding your hand and making sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Some people need a, carrot and a stick style thing, right? So if I succeed, then I get this. But if I don't, I have to do this. Other people just have to put some money in it, like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Why did you become a coach?
You know, I've had a few people ask me that, and I've really come up with a good, solid answer in my heart. And it is, I love helping people. It's also the same reason I got into real estate. At the end of the day, I want to make sure that the people that I interact with are better off because they worked with me. And I just love helping people. Something that just really excites me is when I'm working with someone and they're struggling and they're, I can see the look in their face, like, I just don't understand. And there's this moment after I've explained it that they get it. And their face changes and their eyes light up. And it's like that aha moment. And it's pretty selfish, you know, because I get really excited about that. Like, I love doing it. It just makes me feel really, really good. And so I coach people for that moment. And then also because I know that they're better off for me. I got a letter just recently from someone that I was coaching. And that letter said, basically said, you changed my life, and I'm very grateful for you. And, you know, my children's children are going to be better off because of our interaction. And that just, I mean, I still have that card. That's up on my wall. Like, you can't see it, probably right here, but that kind of thing just really, really feels good to me.
So being selfish is an okay thing sometimes, because that motivates you, that inspires you. And I feel the same way. If you can create impact for other people's lives, it's just not them, it's other people. I mean, my goal is to have 1,000 students leave their W-2s by 2030. I have that number printed. Right now, there's 102 students that have left. It's not just 102 students that we've affected. It's 102 students and their families and their families' families. And on top of all the students closing deals over 60,000 units, just changing minds and mindsets. And like you said, I think it's so important that we're creating friendships through this community. And all of a sudden, you're hanging out with people that you're not too weird. You know, during COVID, things are shut down. Why are we doing these events? Well, we're doing them because we want to continue to grow. We don't want to be locked down. We're the weird ones, but we're all getting together with other weird people. And finding your tribe is just so important. I want to dive into the 16-unit deal, because people are like, you know mentorship is so expensive. How am I going to get my money back? Well, we're going to find out how Senate got his money back tenfold by just this one deal. I mean, yeah. Talk about the 16-unit deal.
Absolutely. So there, basically, we just closed on a 16-unit just a couple of weeks ago. It's a fairly fresh deal. So I've bought small units and I've bought big units. And I want to talk about 16, right? Somebody says, you know, 16 units maybe isn't very glamorous or very sexy or very exciting. It really doesn't move the needle a whole lot, right? But let's talk just a little bit about this. I bought a 16-unit property. It's in Pocatello, Idaho. I bought it with my partner, Chris Carney. The two of us did due diligence. We went through it and we found the opportunity to grow and to change this product. So 16 units, the average rent was right around $400 a month. Mm. Okay. Now there's a reason it was $400 a month. The owners really didn't take a lot of care of the property. It was owned by a trust. It was, and the trust wasn't reinvesting into the business, into the property. They were taking all the money out, not putting any back in. The manager was burned out, and she just was doing too much on her own and didn't have any support. And the tenants, when you go and talk to them, they say, well, you know, they really haven't done anything here in the last 3 or 4 years. Right. Mm-hmm. So long story short, we buy this property, $400 a month rent. We go through and we're going to put in roughly $200,000 into this property. That's important, right? That $200,000 that we're going to put in. We immediately found the opportunity to find several ways to increase the value that we're giving to the tenants, making it a better place for them to live, a community for them to live. We're going to clean the property up. We're going to give them better service. We're going to give them a nicer place to live. We're going to change around the way the utilities are built. We're going to add internet into the property. Because of all of these things that we're doing, right, we were able to provide enough value that the tenant's rent is going to go from $400 a month to $725 a month within the first 6 months. And they're all very happy to pay it, because they're getting a better product. Now, so that almost doubles the value of the property right there. But part of that $200 we spend, there was an office that wasn't getting used. We're going to convert that office into another unit. So now I don't own a 16 unit anymore. I own a 17 unit. And the average value of these units are somewhere around $200,000 per unit. So I put in $200,000, I create $200,000 worth of value, plus all the other property that I have. We are more than doubling the value of that property, which is going to triple our investment inside of 2 years.
And there's so many things I need to highlight on what Sen is talking about. The first thing is, he's a multifamily entrepreneur, because number one, he called it a product. He didn't call it a building. He called it a product. Really, really important. That's about mindset. He's becoming a multifamily entrepreneur. He's seeing the value. How do you create value for your residents? It's not just raising rents. You need to create value to be able to do that by the service he's going to be able to provide, by the community he's being able to provide within there, the services, the billing itself. He's going to be providing a really great quality product, which in this instance, a widget, but in this instance, it's an apartment complex. He found the mom and pop opportunity. And for those of you out there, 16 units, he's going to burr 16 units instead of burring one unit. And some of you out there may say 16 units may be too small, but if you can do the math and you refi all of your money out, you've created all that equity for yourself. And on average, if they generate between $200 and $300 a month in profit, you're looking at $3,500 to $4,000 a month in cash flow. At the end of 12 months, you're looking at $45,000, $50,000 from one little property, but it gets better. Cost segregation is his best friend. And we talk about cost segregating. He's smiling because I'm preaching to the choir right now. So you going in as a beginning investor are thinking all about cash flow. That's what Jake and I thought about. But then all of a sudden, you have the velocity of money by refining the money out. You have the appreciation. You have the tax benefits. And then you have the credibility of closing on a deal. So then all of a sudden you're a closer and you're able to scale your portfolio. And what I love what Senate does is he's got bigger syndications. He's got smaller deals that he owns himself. He's sprinkling it in. He's using the right strategy for the right property. And if another 60 unit comes along, phenomenal. If an 80 unit comes along, well, he's going to use a different strategy in there. Would you like to add anything to that analysis that I just threw out there?
No, I think just to clarify two points that you hit on, you said, I'm going to burr this, which is exactly what I'm going to do, right? So I'm going to have within two, let's call it 3 years to be conservative, I'm going to have an infinite rate of return. Just think about what that means for a minute. So I'm going to have $0 in the property. My partners are going to have $0 in the property, and it's going to generate. It doesn't matter at that point if it's $100 or $100,000. That's free money. That's pretty great. And then you mentioned cost segregation and the depreciation. Just to clarify what this means, right? We buy this property and we immediately get a tax deduction. I know, Gino, you and I know what that means, but this is something most people don't understand is how do you possibly do that? Well, we're going to accelerate all the depreciation and we're going to take 80% this year because that's what the IRS will allow this year. And we're going to write all that off in year one. And I currently qualify as a real estate professional, so I can write that off against all of my other income. It's the most genius thing I've ever seen, right? Basically a free and clear property with depreciation and tax write-offs. Now I can go and roll it into something else.
So let me push back on anyone that says that doesn't seem fair. Well, let's look at the alternative. If Senate did not come in and fix this property up and add value to it, add another unit and also, you know, create the value for the residents, that's why he gets the tax benefits. Those tax benefits are written to stimulate behavior. It's to stimulate the capital flow into multifamily to reposition this asset and to make it a better asset, make it a better property for the community. The alternative was no one gets these benefits. The residents are pissed off. They're $400 a month. They're floundering. They're dangerous. They're dilapidated. It pulls down the value of all the other assets in that marketplace. So for those of you out there, there's no such thing as a loophole in the tax code. It's written in there. Everyone wants to call it a loophole. No, it's in there. Learn the tax code. It's one of the many benefits. And that's why Senate is a coach for Jake and Gino. He can eloquently and as just as Jesus did with those parables, make it very simple to understand. And once you understand that and you see that, then you're going to say to yourself, I need to get into multifamily tomorrow. Because just from the value of that one 16-unit apartment complex, how many homes would he have needed to do to get that value of having 16 units in one location, one closing, one insurance bill, one property tax bill? There are 16 boxes that all look very similar. So when you walk into them, you're going to get 16 of the same tiles, 16 of the same hot water heaters. You're going to have one person. It's going to be so much easier to manage. Now, the Senate of old would have said, how do you do that? The Senate of new, now that he's out there and he's crushing it, he's like, this is possible. I just bring on some partners and I continue to scale up. Let's talk about Closers Club 9, because I think that's important for all the listeners out there. You're going to be on Closers Club 9 in March of this year. It's coming up in a few weeks. What that basically is we highlight our students talking about deals and how they've closed on deals. And to me, it's an honor to bring a coach on. I don't think we've had a coach on one yet, but talk about, you know, that whole, have you been watching them? How does it make you feel actually joining the community? And less than 2 years, you're a coach, closing deals, doing it full time, and being on CC9.
Yeah, I'm actually honored, right? When I got that invitation, I felt very excited to be able to go out and highlight all the work that we've done, you know. And you've mentioned how much I've put in the effort and all these things that I've done, but I also really want to take the time to highlight the partners that I've worked with. And my biggest struggle right now, I'm trying to decide which property to talk about. But and the reason is because they're all so much fun, and they all have their own advantages and that type of thing. But what I really want to be able to do is to call out the successes of the people that I've worked with, and to highlight, you know, the way that we have made changes in the community. Because something you just mentioned about, you know, helping people, that's something I really am proud of, right? I get to help people in so many ways with these things. So that 16 unit, that's actually now a 17 unit. Can't forget that, right? But I get to help improve the community. And then I get to, you know, the physical area around it. And then I get to help improve the tenants who live there, give them a better place to live. I get to help my partners by giving them a great rate of return. And by being on Closers Club 9, I can help other people by giving them learning lessons and takeaways and those aha moments of how to do the same type of thing, right? So I'm able to help people on so many different fronts. I'm truly honored. So thanks for having me.
That's Senate being selfish again. What can we say? I mean, that's just the human nature being selfish in a good way. Last question before we sign off. What is in the future for you in multifamily? What are you looking to do or to scale up in the space?
Oh, Gino, there's so many different options, right? So what I've really narrowed it down to is two different things. So number one, I'm probably not going to stop anything I've done, right? Let's keep that up. But the coaching, I definitely want to scale into more and more coaching because I love doing it. It's just something I like, and I really want to expand that. So I'm looking at more and more options to be able to do that. And then also I'm going to start growing into some bigger assets, higher quality assets, higher numbered assets. For example, I'm looking at a 600 unit portfolio deal in Houston right now that I may be raising capital for and handling investor relations. So I'm always looking for deals to do and investors to invest in those deals, right? I love giving people that high rate of return, stabilized rate of return with those tax benefits, all of those type of things we just talked about. There are ways that people can do everything that we talked about without having to put in all the work, right? You mentioned how much work it is and all the mindset shifts and stuff like that. You know, some people just aren't going to do those things or can't do them, or maybe they're doctors or something, right? So what I like to do is I like to help people invest passively into these deals, right? They can come in and they can give us, you know, $50,000, $100,000, depending on the deal. And then they get all of the benefits of my work. So that's something I really like.
That's awesome. Just to really recap the show, I think how I would title the show is think big and start small. I mean, you're thinking big about the 600 unit portfolio. Great. That may not be where you start. And that may not be where most of us started. We were in Dallas a week and a half ago, and Daniel Tweedo, big shout out to him, he syndicated 160 units on his first deal. I don't know how he did it. He crushed it. We all walked the deal. Remember, it was like, wow, I couldn't picture myself doing that. But he had the mind belief. He was in the education for a while. He found the right partners. He found the right market. He took massive action, and he can do it. If you're on here saying, well, I can't do 160 units, I couldn't either on my first deal. Think big, start small. If you're at a duplex or triplex, conquer that. And then from there, you'll go to the 8 unit, then the 16 unit, and then all of a sudden, the sky's the limit. But you just need to start. And now is as good a time as any. You just need to understand that you need to be ready to capitalize on the opportunity of multifamily. I want to thank Senate for being an amazing guest on the show. and just sharing his movers and shakers story. And I'm looking forward to seeing him on CC9. Thanks a lot, Sen. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Gino.